This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Anxiety and fear are two emotions often associated with senior citizens or anyone suffering from terminal illness. Hospice care is a supportive service for people dealing with end-of-life decisions and their loved ones. David O'Neill from First Choice Hospice discusses the myths and reality of hospice care with Dr. Anita Sharma on this week's Life Transitions.
David, when we think of hospice care, typically we associate it with cancer patients. Is that true?
Cancer does come to mind when you think of hospice, but hospice is for cancer patients and non-cancer illnesses such as heart disease or renal failure. What we're finding now is more and more people are being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, which is a terminal illness.
Now, Alzheimer's is a very specialized kind of situation. Would you be able to provide services at the home, or would you need a special facility for that?
We have patients that are at home with Alzheimer's. It depends on the family support system. Obviously, Alzheimer's patients in later stage need caregivers that are 24/7. Hospice provides a support for 24/7 care, but you need sitters or family to be with the Alzheimer's patients.
When we say someone is in hospice care, typically what kind of services are they receiving?
First of all, to be on hospice, we do an evaluation and assessment, and we determine what the needs are for that patient and their families. Hospice provides all the medical equipment, whether it be the hospital bed, the oxygen tank, medications pertaining to the illness. These are some of the physical things that hospice provides. And then the team itself handles other aspects of the care.
For how long can a person stay in hospice?
Well, Medicare is the main funder in Medicaid, and what they do is they authorize certain periods. So to be on hospice, Medicare will authorize 3 months of hospice services. At the end of that 3 months, the physician will need to reevaluate the patient to see if they still meet criteria to be on hospice. And I say that because some people are discharged off hospice. The insurance requirements says that you have to show a steady decline in their health status. Some patients actually get better when they get on hospice because they'll be surrounded, their pain's managed, they're around their loved ones. When we have a patient that is not declining, that has stabilized, we will move them to home health care, which is a much less level of care, but still where they're seen by the nurse and they have a doctor over their care. Now, as their symptoms increase, we can bring them back on to our hospice services. I believe the myths surrounding hospice keeps people from seeking out their services, but also there to support the caregivers who really have a tremendously hard job to do.
My guest for today was Mr. David O'Neill, who works with First Choice Hospice.
Support for Life Transitions on KEDM comes from Heart of Hospice, partnering with families to provide team-based support and companionship for patients and their loved ones. More at heartofhospice.net. Life Transitions is produced with the Department of Gerontology at the University of Louisiana, Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.